a little bit about my man. You don't know my man. He's out of sight. And do you know what? He always treats me right. He gives me kisses from sun to sun.
Our leaders make us fight. we don't know what for.
Straighten
if
out.
They want people killed, let them fight the war. It's gotta end somewhere. This killing's gotta cease. If no one went to fight, we could all live in peace. Our generation
straighten
is
out.
All left up to us.
Straighten it out.
Our generation
straighten
let's
out.
Do just what we must. Straighten it out.
Straighten it out.
We gotta straighten it out.
Had to bring it in the right way. Hanging out with new friends and new family here in the station WYXR 91.7 FM, the station with the city soul, raised by sound in the city of soul. Got some friends that just came from Soulsville with a message with some music. So I had to play a little message music from Memphis. Things have been sampled, some breaks, some things that have set the world on fire right here from this city of soul. But I love to always let my guests introduce themselves. 1-2-1-2, here you go.
Ladies first.
Hi, everybody. I am Snuck Nuck, also known as Cherry Moon, but definitely raised, born and raised in Memphis, Tennessee.
And I'm the resident guest right here. My name is Kwame, the man we all know and love. I am from Queens, New York, and
talk
I'm here in this Memphis heat.
Well, not just hot because of the sun, not just hot because of the humidity. You know, I had to code switch on there, but we call it humidity.
Humidity
in that joint. But because of the young people who are on fire, who've been inspired through time. You know, so often when we speak of Memphis, we speak of soul, we speak of the blues, we speak of our heritage, we speak of the past, but there are things happening right now. There are young people being inspired right now because of music, because of Memphis, and because of that heat, that fire that's inside of them. The two of you have been up close to it, so I understand you're still a little warm. The embers are still burning. Tell us why you're in town.
Well, I just released a new single for my upcoming album. The name of the album is All in Good Time. And the single is called Do Re Mi, featuring the Stax Music Academy Choir, Kwame and Pierce Freelon. And we're here to shoot the video for that, which we did yesterday. And it was indeed very, very hot.
Absolutely.
In energy and in temperature. So, yeah.
So, I'm gonna go out on a limb here and assume that the inspiration for this moment, for this magic, started with you.
Yes.
Because you seem to be the woman in the middle from Memphis, Tennessee, in this music, in this work, and inspiring young people in your work. Tell me, I mean, what made you want to come home for this effort, and how'd you bring all the pieces together, and this good brother Kwame being here to help inspire these youth as well?
Oh, yeah. So it's quite an interesting story. I mean, I've always been inspired by my Memphis roots and the music that inspired me growing up here, you know, which includes gospel, blues, jazz, Motown vibes, all of that. So this is my third children's family music album that I'm working on, and I really wanted to take it home, bring it home, and really kind of just channel a lot of the things that inspired me. So that meant I had to come back here to do all of that. This album is going to be representative of that. So you're going to hear some gospel, you're going to hear some blues, you're going to hear some hip hop, you're going to hear all of it. And the Stax Choir came about because I'm working with Lucy Calantari, who is the producer of the entire album. But she has worked with Gabri Waddell in previous years. And he recommended the Stax Academy Choir, which could not have been more in alignment with what I was trying to do, because I really wanted to connect with more artists and more kids, musicians here in from my city, from my hometown.
Yeah.
So it just, I mean, when that came about, I mean, it was just, wow. It was a magical moment.
Absolutely.
And Kwame, I mean, yeah. I've known Kwame, so I moved from
Tennessee. She met me on the street. I was just... I was selling milk. Of all things to sell in the streets of New York, I was selling hot cans of milk.
So I met him when I moved to New York, and literally, I think within the first few days, mm-hmm. like literally, it was just like the first artist that I'd met when I moved, and we just connected. We had some mutual friends, and literally, it was just like, that was a magical weekend, and then 2 weeks later, I just physically moved to New York. And so we've known each other since, what? Gosh.
It was like 96, 97.
Yeah. And we just kept in touch. And now he lives in California on the West Coast, like me. And we just kept in touch over the years. Yeah. And we always threatened to work together. And this came about. And I was like, you know what, Kwame? Do you think you want to be on this song with me? You know, I mean, this song, the message. First of all, I know he's about messages. Yeah. He loves positivity. And he loves, he loves fostering and nurturing kids, too. Yeah. So it was a perfect dynamic.
My whole music history has always been geared toward sending a particular message to particular types of kids. Like, I call them the different kids, like the comic book nerds, the science geeks, the especially in hip hop, you get that one focused message, gangster hustle, blah, 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 blah. But I always wanted to speak to the other kids that enjoy this type of music and try to stop, not have too many curses in the records or speak about real life subjects, speak about love, speak about having fun. And so transitioning and doing a children's song to me seemed only right. And to do it with Snook Nook was perfect.
Well, if you allow me, pardon me, but you're the boy genius. How young were you when you jumped into the game back in the day with Herbie Love Bug?
I mean, you were
a youth yourself getting into the game.
Yeah, I produced my first album. It's funny, you were just playing Clarence Thomas, Funky Penguin. That's the record that I sampled for my very first record.
Yeah, Rufus Thomas.
Rufus Thomas, I'm sorry.
Oh, good. No, that's home. That's home.
Yeah, so when Rufus Thomas... That whole Stax vibe, especially like you playing Funky Penguin, I'm really connected to the sound here from as an early age. And then I started, again, like I said, I started at 16 and produced the whole album. And, it's just been a dope ride. And to be able to come full circle with Cherry is even greater.
So what were the building pieces to make sure this thing would all lock in? I mean, the sessions, the marketing, the promotion. I mean, there's a lot that has to happen for a collaboration of this magnitude to come together.
Absolutely. So Lucy, first of all, is just she's a heavyweight in the industry, multi Grammy winning producer. So that always works for relationships. She has a lot. She knows a lot of people. So connecting, the instant connection was through Stax. Coming down and actually recording them in person at the Studio A at the Stax Museum was the first step. Once I got into that room and connected with those kids, it was inevitable that, more was going to happen. I can't tell you how much I love working with kids and I've been working with kids not only in New York and LA, but then coming home and then connecting with these kids at Stax. Yeah, it was... Let me just tell you, this is only the beginning in my head. I told him, you're not going to be able to get rid of me. Yesterday and the kids. Okay, so we recorded the song in Studio A at the Stax Museum in March. And then once the song was done, I sent it to them and everybody just loved it. And so then we just concocted a video idea, which to me is kind of like a little short mini film. There's some little storylines in there. So there's a lot of like little threads you can follow along to, which is going to be cool. So once I threw, I'm very creative with like coming up with stories and visuals. I'm a visual person. And so it was Kwame. So I thought, okay, this would be perfect for both of us to come down and just like be with them in their own space, on their territory, and bring what they do at Stax to life on camera.
Yeah.
So we really wanted to showcase what they're doing with those kids and be a part of it. So that's what this video is about. And the song specifically, the message of the song, just really aligned with what they're doing as well. Freedom of expression, using your voice, building your confidence, and just going out and doing what it is you want and expressing it. So this is what the video and the visuals is going to show. It's going to show the evolution of that. And it's just like, Isaac Daniels coming on board and really just kind of making everything, making it home for us.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, everybody on that campus was involved yesterday, from the production, from the performance aspect, all the musicians, the dancers, everybody on campus, from the teachers, the staff. We got features from everybody on that campus yesterday. And it was just incredible. Really, really incredible.
Yeah.
Well, I don't want to bury the lead too much longer because people need to hear this music and hear this message to understand this amazing breakthrough that has happened for the both of you and also for these young people and for this collaborative connection. You know, when people touch Memphis, it builds a bridge from us to different parts of the world. And that's important.
And
when you sample records like that, it allows people to unlock a hidden heritage that maybe sometimes people don't always remember. But this is a new step and a new chapter for that. And every time we make those connections, it's important. I just wanted to hear from each of you. For Cherry, you know, coming back home, what has been the feeling of growth and the passage of time, and what new things do you feel in your experience when you come to Memphis? And for Kwame, what is it like for you to see this music up close that you've interacted with throughout your life and your career as well in this sense of place?
Well, I mean, for me, coming back home and seeing that there's still a continuation of heritage and culture through our music and the youth. You know, all the energy and the time and the nurturing that's being put into the, let's say, the Stax Academy through the youth there is incredible. And makes me feel good. And I wish I could have been at the Academy. I say that now. I'm like, I wish the Academy was here when I was a kid, because that would have been, wow, what an experience they get to have, you know, every single day being nurtured by these amazing staff to create and dream loud. So for me, that is the biggest coup, coming home and seeing that and feeling the energy and knowing that this is still the place where dreams are born and, you know, are made and created. So that makes my heart, you know, sing all day long.
Yeah, and for me, in my career, I've come back and forth to Memphis over the past 35 years. I've been here a lot. I've played anywhere from like the FedEx Arena to, you know, just a school spot or just, you know, anything in between. So I've been here a lot. But the one thing I've never done until yesterday was explore, or at least have somewhat of an exploration of the roots, the musical roots here. It was always like, okay, in, do a show, out, you know, and I've always wanted to go to the Stax Museum. And I've always wanted to just, because Memphis is, to me, is like a magical musical place. Mm-hmm. From hip hop, you know, anything hip hop related here and on down back to soul. So rock and roll, blues, you know, so to me, I always wanted to explore that. So being at the Stax Academy made me understand why Memphis is such a special place. Seeing and hearing those kids play the way they were playing, mm-hmm. like they were just rehearsing in another room. And they were doing
Soul Finger,
Michael they were doing Jackson. Some Michael Jackson stuff. They were just, I'm hearing, I'm thinking somebody's playing the record.
Yeah, Green Onions.
Yeah, I'm like, I'm hearing this Green Onions, and I'm like, yo, where's this coming from? And it's these kids going in, like super going in. Horn section, two drummers playing locked in at the same time, on beat, bass, guitar. And I took the time to talk to these kids, and I'm like, you know, this is amazing, and this is something that, you know, not to get super political or anything, but the school systems, at least when I was growing up in New York, the school systems removed these type of programs. So kids don't get to foster that talent. So when you see a place like the Stax Music Academy and you hear these kids and you hear this choir and you see how serious they are, you know, it's kind of like low-key emotional, because it's like, dag, you know, I get to see future right in front of me.
Exactly.
You know, and I get to see talented future right in front of me, because I can go to some place and see kids jumping up and down and
all
just
the time,
being
right.
nonsensical, and be like, all right, the future's cooked. But then I go to a place like the Stax Music Academy, I'm like, all right, you know what, if we have more of this everywhere,
we're going to be all right.
Yeah, we can be all right. But I know at least we're going to be all right here in Memphis, you know, so it was amazing. It was amazing.
No doubt. Well, let's go ahead and introduce the record. I know people are on fire to hear it. Back to that fire.
Yeah.
Go ahead. Let's let them know what they're about to hear.
All right. This is Snook Nook, Do Re Mi featuring, this is Snook Nook's single from the upcoming album, All in Good Time, Do Re Mi featuring Kwame,
yeah,
the Stax Music Academy, and Pierce Freelon.
Hey, Snook Nook, I always wanted to sing, but I don't know how. Can you teach me?
Of course. All you have to do is Do, Re, Mi, Mi, Fa, So, So, Fa, Mi, Mi, Re, Do. Do, Re, Mi,
Do, Re, Mi,
Mi, Fa, So,
Mi, Fa, So,
So, Fa, Mi. If you wanna sing, this is how it goes. Tune up your voice till you get the note. Get the right time and you're ready to flow. Open up your mouth and you belt it out. Oh, and this is how we roll. Yeah, and this is how we go. Oh, and you give it some more. Next thing you know, then you're out there singing. Oh, and this is how we roll. Yeah, and this is how we go. Oh, and you give it some more. Next thing you know, then you're out they're singing.
All right now.
Take a deep breath. It's long enough. Come on, y'all. Let's go now. Let me hear you. Ain't nothing to it. All you gotta do is do it. Let it flow like fluid. You got this. I knew it. Don't get quiet now. Come on, let's try it now. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Let me hear y'all sing. Now are you getting the hang of it? Your voice feeling crinkled. You gotta untangle it. Come on, let it out. No, it ain't no thing. If you're happy or you're sad, if you're mad or you're glad, just, you know, singing is a form of expression. How you feel? Think about it. Let it out. Sing about it. You can sing real low, or you can shout it out.
WYXR 91.7 FM, Snook Nook, Kwame, and the Stax Music Academy. Do Re Mi. It's simple, right?
Right, that's right.
Absolutely.
Should have seen them kids out there yesterday. It was 500 degrees outside, and they had on all black, but they was jumping around. These kids were doing flips.
Yes, they were.
I was like, I want to do a flip. I was like, you know, we had some fun, man. It was dope. And then, you know, the cars were stopping, it was honking. It was, you know, we had it lit out there.
Yeah. Created a real moment in the streets in front of the Stax, you know, the historical Stax Museum.
Yeah, 926 East Macklemore.
You know?
There we go.
I mean, seriously. And it was really emotional for me. Mm-hmm. Really emotional. Just that moment of being there in my hometown and being right there with those kids and just feeling what they were feeling and knowing that this moment is something that they're not going to ever forget. And that could actually transform into something more for them. So, I'm not going to start preaching because then we'll be here all day.
That's all right. That's all right. Yeah. Well, we appreciate y'all so much. So what's next for this partnership? We're waiting with bated breath. Not just because it's humid and hot, but for the video to come out. so we can see all those flips and all those. I mean, these young people are professionals. They know what they're doing, absolutely. Yeah. So we can't wait to see our city shine with this amazing collaboration.
This, for me, was I wanted to use this video as a tool to showcase what they are doing and what they are building here in Memphis. Because I feel like, you know, I've lived in New York, I've lived in LA, and I've seen, you know, the kids at LaGuardia, I've seen the kids at Loxa in LA, and they're all incredible. But I was like, I feel like not many people have seen the kids of Stax. So let's see the kids of Stax, let's see what we got, and like, you know, we're gonna, it's just gonna go from there. I think this is the beginning. I said that before, but yeah.
Awesome. Well, thank y'all so much for coming by. Hold on. I ain't gonna push you out now.
I got one thing to say.
Yeah.
Has nothing to do with this record. It just was bothering me. I can't believe that I mixed up Rufus Thomas with James Thomas the Judge.
That was all right. I just wanted to make sure we got it right on
now,
the record.
Y'all gotta understand, my record collection is massive.
Yes, it is.
Yeah. Right? And I love Rufus Thomas. I love Rufus Thomas so much to the point. Well, I was looking at that pink short set that he had on at the Watch Stacks thing. Yeah. They had it at the museum. I was like hype. I saw the, because, you know, Rufus Thomas is just dope. But I was watching some political stuff right before I went to sleep, and I don't know why this Judge Clarence Thomas was in my head. So I just want to keep that clear.
The people of Memphis are not upset. We good.
Kwame knows his stuff. Don't be confusing the two.
Because
there's two sides of the coin over here. So it's like, you know, let me just. It was beat me up, man.
That's all right. Okay. No, I appreciate you. I appreciate you.
I like to be right all the time. Yeah. Man, I don't like to be wrong.
No doubt. Well, we thank y'all so much.
We forgive you.
Absolutely. We thank y'all so much for coming through. I know you got a flight to catch, brother, so I'm trying to get you on time, but we need to have y'all back. We can throw a party up in here.
Like a video release.
Out in the streets. Let's do it out in the streets. Exactly. Let's do it at Stax. Let's go crazy.
Yes.
That'd be crazy.
Yeah.
No doubt. Awesome. Well, thank y'all so much.
Thank you, Jared.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Absolutely.
Everybody go listen to Do Re Mi.
Yes.
Break down the line. Silent
We bringing this one back, baby. It's summertime. We bringing this one back. Come on, song of the summer. Peace, peace of the passageways for Foster Silvers. God bless you. Rest in peace.
Thank you. a little cushion.
I like a little cushion.
On whatever I'm pushing.
On whatever I'm pushing.
Good luck.
I tell her back that thing on up a little weight. Don't bother me.
Don't bother me.
Girl, I don't see nothing wrong.
Nothing.
With all that you got going on, tell her back that thing on up a little weight. Don't bother me,
girl. I like a little cushion.
I like a little cushion
on whatever I'm pushing.
On whatever I'm pushing.
I tell her back that thing on up a little weight. Don't bother me.
Don't bother me,
girl. I don't see nothing wrong with all that you got going on. Tell her back that thing on up a little weight. Don't bother me.
Ain't nothing like a big fine woman.
Cause you coming with a whole lot of love, man.
Love,
I tell her back that thing on up a little weight. Don't bother me.
Don't bother me.
Come here, girl, let me show you how I do.
Show you how I do.
When I'm in it, I'ma hold on to
hold
it. Tell her back that thing on up a little weight. Don't bother me.
Don't bother me.
Said I love being out on the road.
Yes, sir.
Seeing a sign say oversized load.
Good Lord.
Tell her back that thing on up a little weight. Don't bother me.
Don't bother me.
Big girl got it going on. Got enough to last all night long.
Big girl.
Back that thing on up a little weight. Don't bother me.
Girl, I like a little cushion.
I like a little cushion.
On whatever I'm pushing.
On whatever I'm pushing.
Good Lord.
I tell her back that thing on up a little weight. Don't bother me.
Don't bother me.
Girl, I don't see nothing wrong.
Nothing wrong.
With all that you got going on. Tell her back that thing on up a little weight. Don't bother me.
Girl, I like a little cushion.
I like a little cushion.
On whatever I'm pushing.
On whatever I'm pushing.
Good luck.
I tell her back that thing on up a little weight. Don't bother me.
Don't bother me.
Girl, I don't see nothing wrong.
Nothing wrong.
With all that you got going on.
Good girl.
Tell her back that thing on up a little weight. Don't bother me.
Here we go. Say beep, 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 beep. That's the way the booty sound when she back it up. Ooh, we watch out, make room.
Big mama got ass like a truck.
Say beep, 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 beep. That's the way the booty sound when she back it up. Ooh, we watch out, make room.
Big mama got ass like a truck.
Say big girl,
big girl.
Bag it up, come on, big girl.
Ooh-wee.
Bag it up, come on, big girl, yeah.
Bag it up a little weight, don't bother me.
Say big girl,
big girl.
Bag it up, ooh, big girl, yeah.
Bag it up,
come on, big girl, yeah, yeah.
Bag it up a little weight, don't bother me.
Girl, I like a little cushion.
If you see me walking down the street and I start to cry each time we meet, walk on by, walk on by. Make believe that you don't see the tears. Just let me grieve in private, 'cause each time I see you, I break down.
Understand you.
Okay, the understanding is a clear picture that one draws up in the mind of knowledge and wisdom, okay, which is perfectly understood by the all-seeing eye, which is the mind.
Okay, brother, I could go with that. Well, I hear the understanding is also the child, and I know that we must teach the children what?
Gotta teach them the freedom and the truth.
And what is the truth so they may stand in what, though?
Square of pure righteousness.
Carla Thomas, and if you didn't know it, you're listening to WYXR 91.7 in Memphis. You're raised by sound.
What makes you a nervous wreck?
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 Hey, man. Say, man. What's up, Memphis? It's your boy Tommy Wright the Third, man. And you in the mix with my dog, this Blue Bland, on 91.7 WYXR. Turn up.
I missed y'all on Friday, so I'm going to give you a little something extra. WYXR 91.7 FM, Big Bizzle Blue Blend.